Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Today's devotional was written by Katie Myers and read by Greta Smith.
Certain of what we do not see. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The NIV Study Bible describes faith as believing in and obeying God, which requires relying on what we cannot see, God's promises, provisions, and concern for us. An inner attitude alone does not define faith, though. For faith to be present, action is required. Faith proves itself by obedience to the Lord. The writer of Hebrews expressed faith in two directions: faith toward future things, what we hope for, and faith toward invisible things, what we do not see. When we are certain God is in control of these areas, and we live like God is in control, that is faith. Obedience to God is the proof of faith. It is the action required. Living my life obediently as if God is in control, seeking God's purpose for my life, this is the part of the message which intimidates me. I am certain God is in control, but what action? What purpose? Am I obedient? Am I living for God's purpose? I recall someone telling me years ago that as long as I was asking for God's purpose to be fulfilled in my life, I did not need to know what my purpose was or call it by name. I just needed to keep on asking and believing and seeking God. I am a dilly-dallier, a one-more-thing kind of person. My husband calls me the Energizer Bunny. Yet, I never seem to commit to a routine, quiet time with God, knowing that when I do spend time alone with God, God clearly reveals to me how being faithful to Him gives me more time, more energy, more peace, more gratitude, helps me to be a better wife, better mother, better co-worker, and less of a complainer. This scripture challenges me to be obedient, to act on my faith. God may never ask me to build a boat or start a church or sacrifice my life, but I can lift up empty hands of faith to receive God's precious presence, God's gifts of life, joy, and peace. And then, again and again, continuing to lift up my hands, being sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. Precious Lord, may my faith in You manifest itself in my actions as I go through this day. I desire to live out my faith in obedience, sure of what I hope for and certain of what I cannot see. In Christ's precious name, Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.